Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
On our question, now what happened in, on, or because of the water? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, let's get right to it. I used to live in California near the Bay Area. I was just south of Half Moon Bay with my daughter. She was 7. We were on the beach, and there was a undertow that day. And I'm a strong swimmer. I've done 2 triathlons. But I kept getting pulled a little further. I didn't think anything of it until I tried to swim back in. And I couldn't swim back in with my 7-year-old on the beach by herself.
So did you have to be rescued?
There, people with boogie boards and surfboards helped me. And then they told me they had helped a bunch of other people. And later on, this was like at 10 a.m. as the day went on, helicopters were going up and down. They're having to rescue tons of people and put out warnings. The undertow was so bad that day. But I thought I was going to not only die, but the biggest thought was my daughter's going to be abandoned on a beach. And I was more concerned about her, obviously. And I have never been in deep water of the ocean again since.
Really? Even though you're a strong swimmer?
Yep, I'm scared because I'm a strong swimmer, and I was so exhausted. I thought I was minutes away from dying. You never know when an undertow could come out.
What about, let's say you do the Hawaii triathlon. They swim in the ocean. Would you do that?
Mm-hmm. Not now, no. I've got arthritis. I couldn't hop off a bench, but back then, I realized maybe if I was with someone else, if I had at least one person, you know, an adult that can go for help, God forbid something happened, but by myself with my daughter, that was too dangerous. She's 25 now.
So yeah, I was going to say, how old is she now?
Yeah. See, I don't mind a cove or a bay or those areas where, man, you're not just getting pounded. I mean, look, the Atlantic Ocean it just churns. The waves just dump right at the shoreline.
It took me a week to convince my son to get into the water when we went to Delaware.
Yeah.
Right, we had the pool. Loved the pool. Ordinarily, he loves the beach. But like you said, the waves come in a lot different there. And he's like, man, I don't know. He would not do it. I'm like, man, just get in the water. If it were that dangerous, not everyone would be getting into the water, right? So he went to the beach. I think it was our last full day there. And I went over there and met him maybe an hour and a half later. And he just comes running toward me on the beach. I have no idea why. He's like, I did it. I'm like, you did what? He's like, I got in the ocean. It's awesome. I said, right. When you're done being scared and you can have fun with the waves, it's great. Then we couldn't get his ass out.
Yeah. You just got to get through the first breakers. I mean, you go down to Cancun, that's another washing machine.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful if you get in the water down there.
I would also say, like, you know, the East Coast beaches we grew up going to and stuff, like, there's so many lifeguards.
Yeah.
They're like, I mean, I've been on the beach where they're just like, this part's closed because there's a riptide.
Exactly. And they close the beaches down. Do the same thing in Florida. Sharks and riptides. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'll put the red flag up, and the lifeguards will go home.
Yeah.
You're like, swim at your own risk.
I will say, as a kid, the worst thing I remember is just, like, me and my cousins, we would, like, same thing. We would spend hours in that water. But you got, like, a boogie board or whatever, and you're riding them. And then by the time you finally get out, you forget how far down the damn beach you are.
Kids do have an issue with that. Like, they're 400 yards away from where they thought they should be. But you see the panic.
But that used to happen all the time. When you were a kid, you would float. You would go 200 yards down. But there's a sea of people on the beach, and they all look the same. Umbrellas,
every umbrella looks the same.
Chairs, right. Coolers.
5 to 7 people and chairs.
And you can't find your parents.
Your parents are 50 yards back, by the way.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. So just to see them and find them, you know, you're walking through people's towels and everything else, and you're still not even close. What happened in, on, or because of the water? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Austin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Hey, Ted, you going to see that new F1 movie tonight?
I'm not going to go see it tonight, but that is one movie that's going to get me back in the theater.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so a couple years ago, we had a good work buddy. He was one of the higher-up guys, and he got this brand-new hot tub. This thing was gigantic. It fit like 10 people. And so we're over at his house one night, me and a couple other guys, and, you know, we're getting pretty hammered. And this guy loves his Jack Daniels, and he's just throwing shots back. And his girlfriend was making shrimp tacos for dinner. And so we have dinner. We're all pretty hammered. We're in the hot tub. And he leans over, and he's like, oh, guys, I don't feel so good. And he, like, hunches over. And we're like, bro, you all right? He's like, yeah, I'll be fine. And so he sits back up and then proceeds to just absolutely lose his entire stomach. He vomits in the hot tub. Thankfully, I'm in the other corner, and so I'm watching this unfold, just this nightmare, you know, fever dream right in front of me. And so I jump out, everybody else jumps out, and this guy's just sitting there in his vomit. And so we pull him out, and we're like hosing him down because he's got vomit all over him.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And come to find out, he had actually pooped as well.
Oh!
In the middle of it.
You said this was a brand new 10-seater?
Wait, how did you find out he pooped? Because you hosed him off, or there was evidence of that in the hot tub?
Oh, it was floating on top of the vomit.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And we did not stop giving him crap for that for
months. Hey, look, but to be honest with you, Austin, he can invite me back to his annual barbecue again next year. I'm not getting in that hot tub.
No.
I'm thoroughly not convinced that it's completely clean. There's still something floating in there. There's no way on a 10-seater, that big of a unit, with all of the intakes, all of
jets and all that.
Right. I mean, there's no way that's still not contaminated with some fecal matter. There's not enough bleach in the world that would clean that.
No, and he's trying to convince us to get back into it. Like, no, bro.
Yeah.
You still got stuff in there. But, you know, his girlfriend makes some good shrimp tacos, and so we'll go back.
I worked at a pool.
I go back for the shrimp tacos when I'm not getting into that.
Yeah. I mean, that guy had two good comments. Like, he loves his Jack Daniels. Mm-hmm. Like, his girlfriend makes great shrimp tacos.
Twice in my pool years as being a lifeguard, we had to drain the pool, which is really problematic.
Someone pooped in it?
Well, kids.
Two kids.
Just one kid was in a swimmy, and that was when swimmies just came out. So this kid just absolutely dumps his load.
Why do we let kids? And look,
because it's a mental pass. It's like they have their diaper on. So to them, that's where they use the bathroom. So when you put the swimmy on, basically what you're saying is you're going to poop in the water now.
That's what I'm saying. Why do we let kids and nappies go? Because like you said, this is where they go to the bathroom.
They're still going to poop but without a diaper in there.
But can't you put them in like the kid pool?
They should be.
Well, that was
one of
the
pools that I had to clean up. So I had to clean out the kid pool once. But to drain it's pain in the ass because, believe it or not, those pools, you manually, at least this one, you fill it with water.
Yeah.
So you have to bail it, essentially. Then you have to scrub the living hell out of it. Then you have to bleach it. Then there's a fecal kit that you use to test everything.
When
you try to fill it back up, the bubbles come up and you realize, all right, well, I haven't completely rinsed it out. It's a pain in the ass.
But is it that you actually saw the turd or you just know that this kid has pooped and he was in the water?
It looked like someone threw chum in the water.
Oh, God.
So it was like that brown-yellow cloud of pieces of little things.
And you immediately have to get everyone out, pools closed for the day.
Actually,
right?
He was the only one in the water at the time. I think the other kids got out. I think their parents, before I was alerted, I think that the other
kids are late. Yeah,
we're getting out of here.
Mike, did you ever have to deal with turds when you're a lifeguard?
Yeah, once or twice. And luckily, not a whole lot in the pool. There was one that was on the outside of the pool.
So what do you do? Just hose it away?
Okay, well,
pretty much.
Here's the misconception.
Sometimes, like when I lived in the building that had a pool and a hot tub in it,
yeah,
like that was one of the few things I ever like was like, get your kid out of the, like, not meanly, but just like, hey, that's a kid in a diaper. Like you really shouldn't be in the, especially the hot tub, because you're right.
Yeah,
the kids don't know.
I don't know.
Right, so it's kind of on the parents. Like I know you want to be in the hot tub, but like, sorry,
Yeah. That's what happens when you have kids. A lot of things go out the window.